Hey, listener. This podcast contains some sensitive things that may or may not trigger you in a certain way. So, listener discretion is advised.
Sorry, man. Damn hungry.
Oh, two in a row. And this time, I actually might be able to edit it on time. Okay, so this is the Donola Podcast. It's episode 67. Uh-huh. We are still in our car. Haziq had a really good night. You did.
It's one of those things where like it's not because you wanted to have a good night, because you had to have a good night because the bosses were there, so I had to drink with them.
Okay.
Yeah, because my boss wasn't there.
Oh, your boss wasn't there.
My boss is still in Japan.
That's
nice. I and like there were only two other colleagues of mine from my team that went for the team building.
Yeah.
So a little background about my company.
It's Chinese as shit.
So when they work like dogs, you know. But when they party fucking hard.
I don't respect that. There's no balance.
So then yesterday was our team building.
Yeah.
Started at like 1 all the way up to 8 p.m.
Okay.
And then the only people from my team who were there was basically like one of the managers, mm-hmm. me and one of my execs. Mm-hmm. So my boss and my other colleague weren't there, because if my other colleague was there, she would be the one like lining the boss lah.
Yeah.
Right. Because she's like super extroverted and shit.
Okay.
But my boss wasn't there, other colleague wasn't there, so who had to lie on the boss?
Haziq,
yeah. So, and my bosses can like, I'm not talking about like senior managers and shit like that, my CEO.
Yeah.
CEO and my like, my director.
Yeah.
Company director. So like, and they can fucking drink, dude.
Of course they can.
Yeah. So what happened was like they brought in Tiger Beer to supply the beer, and then they brought in Glenlivet to supply the liquor. And there was no mixers inside.
Ugh.
Yeah. So between like
not even a chaser. Oh my god. Mm.
So there were about like, after everyone had left and like there was only like 10 people, which is myself, my bosses, and some of the function heads.
Okay.
And between like the 10 of us, we finished like, I think 10 bottles we got lah. 10 bottles of Glenlivet. And then like, and then we drained the entire like supply that Tiger brought.
I find it really impressive that you guys can manage out 10 people to finish 10 bottles of Glenlivet.
Yeah.
Okay, so here's my next question.
Mm.
There is a progression at a party, at a team building, and people who work in these companies, you definitely understand when you're listening to this, right? So there's always the team building part, the nitty-gritty boring part where you sit down with your group and then you mingle with other departments, you create some weird bridge or try to transport milk from one newspaper to another newspaper, yada yada yada. That's in the afternoon, and then after that in the later afternoon they'll talk about the company, oh, they do it at the start. That one flips, right?
For us it's like they did it at the end of it, when everyone was just hungry as shit.
Ah, that's stupid. Okay, but anyways, they do that, and then you guys clap.
Yeah,
clap,
yeah.
And then after that, the most important thing is the after party, right?
Yeah.
So then this,
no, that's not even the most important thing, because a lot of the people are so tired they just want to go home.
Okay, so there is this progression that happens, right?
Yeah, I get you. Yeah.
And towards the end of the night, when there's only a few people left, like what you've said, what do you guys talk about?
Basically, like
I thought you guys say you play hard, you talk about something else other than work. Like, fuck, man.
Because like the only thing we have in common is work.
Yeah. Okay, so that's the interesting thing, right?
Gossip about work.
Yes.
So there were a lot of like people from contracts department, people from the projects department, right? Planning and everything, operations. So we have to deal with a lot of vendors. And that's when like bosses just like open up.
Yeah, and talk about
and talk shit about all these other externals, you know?
I find that the most fun part of the party. But it really depends on the company that you've been in. I've only managed to experience something like this maybe twice in my working career.
Okay.
In my career. Because I am what my current boss calls a career journeyman.
Okay.
Because I go to different companies after every year, and he thinks that I might do the same for this job as well.
Okay.
So I've only been able to experience that once, twice, and I've never had fun with it. Like the talks have been really boring, and I only look forward to just going and sitting down and getting free drinks. Because we don't get cakes and stuff like that in your company. Like your company, we just go to a bar and then we drink.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I'm just like waiting and sitting down and seeing if my boss wants to order a beer or not. And then he goes like, "You want beer? You want beer?" I'm like, "Yeah, yeah, I want beer. I want beer." Yeah, yeah. I'll be that stupid dude. Like, "Yeah, yeah, yeah. You'll be buying okay, okay, okay." Right. And then we talk about weird stuff, and then we talk about my ex-CEO is a very boring person, I could tell. So it wasn't a very fun night.
How boring is boring? Like boring, like
he talks about the family.
Okay.
And like I learned things about his family, and I've worked with his family members before. Okay. So like it's very interesting to hear about why he talks about in terms of his other family members, but after a while it just gets very boring.
Okay, yeah.
And because there were a lot of moms, and then they would be talking about their kids and stuff like that.
Okay, that's the worst, when like parents find common ground.
It's like,
with their
know
kids.
My son,
yeah, yeah.
And then you're like, I cannot vibe.
Because you can't relate.
Man. Yeah, because technically I am a son.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
I'm not a father I'm not a father yet.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't be able to relate to what you mean. Oh, your son, 7 years old, cannot break his hand.
You know what you should do?
What?
If eventually you move on to another company,
yeah.
You create your alter ego. Yeah. You create your alter ego. So
I find that really tiring though.
Moving forward, it's
so
not,
you want me
it's
to
not
Sasha,
Henry Chu.
You want me to Sasha Fierce this?
Yeah.
You
so it's not Henry Chu. It's okay. Henry Chu, the family man. So you have a kid. You have two kids. They're like 2 years apart. Oh, it's a handful. You know, I gotta wait. Like the youngest one, like, just annoys me. But he's the cutest thing ever. And the older one's getting older, so he's becoming a bit more independent. My wife. Oh, she says the things that she says. Oh, yeah. You know.
Pick out the trash. Yeah. Throw the trash away. Yeah. I don't have time for that. I'm busy making money for my family.
And then like you have those little anecdotes like, oh, you can't live with him. You can't live without them. You know what I mean? Then the other married people are like, yeah, yeah, we know what you
mean. Do I have to have the dad laugh?
Yeah. Yeah. Comes from the belly, right?
Yeah. The good roll laugh, right? Oh my god, my son.
Here's a picture of them. It's just like a random Google image. Right?
This is a stock image. No!
It has the watermark.
Alami. No, so, yeah. My son is just so good looking. They go in the store for the.
They always all your jokes end with, you know what I mean.
What about your son? I bet he's like me. He's like my son as well, being a little shit and all, but he's still a good boy. You love him still. Oh, fuck me.
Talk shit about your wife with each other, right? And then slowly but surely the real life it eats up from your imaginary wife, like little bits of wanchi just slip through, you know. Yeah, I had to learn Mandarin. You know what I mean?
It's not like we're going to use it in the future. We're going to die.
Yeah, see, you should totally do that.
Yeah, I should. Maybe. The thing is, right? Like, every time I join a new company, I try to play this little game.
Oh.
Right? It's not fucked up. It's just more like a personality thing. It's more like trying to break the ice and trying to reveal as little as possible.
Yeah.
And as we progress,
okay,
you get more and more information of me, right?
It's like
so for the first week, I won't tell you that I have a girlfriend.
Okay.
I'm just gonna let you think that I'm single.
Oh.
Or if you have an impression of me that I am dating someone already, straight away you see you're like, oh, it's probably dating someone. Then great.
Yeah. Right? But you won't like act like
no, I won't say I won't like mention like, oh no, my girlfriend said no. I won't do that. Yeah, I won't do that. Right? Only the people who are the closest to me in the company at that point of time.
Yeah.
Probably like my boss. Yeah. Not HR, but like my boss and like my direct contact or direct networks. Then they would know like, oh, okay, this guy is like that. But then the rest of them, they'd be like, is he single or not? Right? And then I would tell them at the and it wouldn't be the most opportune time. It wouldn't even be like a very good transition to like whether like, or someone asks like, you have a boyfriend like that, or you have a girlfriend. I won't even transition it to you. I'll just scream it out to you. So there was really an incident that happened in this company. So I didn't want to give it away, right? But it just came out. So in my second or third week in the company, while we were having these 2 month hiatus, right? There was a guy who got the assumption right, which was he thought I was single. Which I wanted people to kind of like
Zero think first. In on la.
Okay, he's single, probably single. Right? And then he's like, you guys not married, right? I'm like, yeah, not married. You're single, you're single, right? I looked at him, I'm like, no, I have a girlfriend. Then he looked at me, he's like, huh? Yeah, I have a girlfriend. Oh, okay. And then everyone in the company knew that I have a girlfriend. So, but actually, the whole time, my profile picture, my lock screen is
you. Yeah. So this is.
So I've been very discreet about it.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. Okay, so you're playing the long game.
I am.
Right.
I am.
Any motives to that? Like any end result that you're looking for?
Not really. Okay. Like I just want it to be like a very like okay. If it doesn't, if people don't ask, I won't answer.
Okay. That kind of thing, it's an information kind of like yeah.
If you want to know, I will open up to you. Sure. I will tell you when you ask me. But if you don't ask me, I won't ask.
For me, it's totally different from you.
So you're just
for
telling me,
it's like the first day I come in, I will tell everyone everything.
Ooh.
And then you will never talk to me ever again.
It's more like I'm going to give you this set of information now.
Yeah.
Take it. If you leave it, you will never hear from me again.
Yeah, exactly.
That's interesting.
Yeah. That so get it out of the way. So for me, it's like get everything out of the way at the beginning so that there'll be no like...
talking points.
Yeah, like, yeah. Empty conversations.
Correct.
You know?
So how's your girlfriend?
How's
your wife? Yeah. I know what you mean. But like for me, it's more of I need this... these things as talking points in the future.
I see. Right? To save yourself lah.
Yeah, to kind of like, because I am holding quite a decent position in the company, which means that people will be probably looking for me as time goes on.
Yeah.
So I would need to kind of like put it out there first. But right now I'm just like, I'm in my shell. Like I sit in the corner of the, I'm not even the corner of office. So we have two islands basically.
Yeah.
And then I'm at the corner of one island.
Got it.
And people walk past every time.
I see.
Right behind me is the pantry. So they can see what I'm doing, but I'm also always on my earphones.
Yeah.
So I shut myself out. I will only express myself on text because that's what I realize this nature of this company is like, is that they like to talk on WhatsApp.
Hmm.
So I'll be like, I'll only show myself there.
Yeah.
But in reality, when I'm throwing all these jokes on, I'm throwing all this stupid shit on the group chat, my face is just deadpan in the office.
Okay.
And like colleagues see me texting, you know, and I'm just there like, talking. And then you kind of at the corner, sounds very narcissistic, but then at the corner you just hear laughter.
Oh, okay.
Because
because of what you like.
Then you hear laughter and you're like,
give them something but not everything.
Yeah. You know I'm a joker.
I'm the funny guy.
They always have these icebreakers and stuff like that. So I like try to reveal as little as possible.
All right.
As little as possible. And there are new hires coming in almost every time because nowadays we are mass hiring.
Yeah.
So people are like coming in and then they're like, oh, every day I have to introduce myself. Like, oh, hi, I'm the content lead for this company.
Uh-huh.
Yada.
Right.
That's it. That's all you know. I might be a quiet guy. Then suddenly you see like, hey, this guy.
Quite funny, huh?
Hey, not bad, huh? But his face like...
deadpan.
No emotion. That's how we get you.
Yeah.
Have you seen the scene where... have you seen that part in Family Guy where Sir Patrick Stewart is always in?
Ah, no.
And then there was one part of the screen. I don't remember whether it was The Simpsons or Family Guy, but I think it's Family Guy, where they cut to Patrick Stewart, the real-life Patrick Stewart, sleeping.
Okay.
Right. And then he wakes up. He opens his eyes, looks at the camera. And he goes, "You thought I was sleeping, weren't you?" acting.
That's a Family Guy.
Family Guy, right? I love that. I love that scene because like that's exactly how I personify it. It's like I have a facade. You won't know. You will never know.
I'm an onion. There are many layers to me. Hey, you gotta peel me one at a time.
I'm an ogre. All girls have layers. But yes, that is work life. But let's catch up a little bit on life because it is a very gloomy Saturday. There really wasn't much news, but there is something that I want to point out in terms of Malaysians in general. Not politics. It's just particularly Malaysians.
So I had a discussion with Henry before we started the podcast.
That's a hot button issue. Yes, it is a hot button issue.
No, not that one.
Not that one.
The podcast.
Oh yeah.
So we are going back to our regularly scheduled programming.
Woo! Yes, we are.
We will have guests. We will have questions.
We will.
We will have news of the day. We will have hot topics.
We will have random shit that you don't even want to have. You would sit down in this episode and go like, did I fucking ask for this?
Mm.
That's exactly what we want you to feel.
Yes.
Get fucked. You didn't need that information, but we will pass it to you anyway because that's how society is now, right? You just shove information down your throat, right? In which I think it's very decent in terms of the transition because this slow week is culminated by just angry people online.
Yes. Very, very, very.
Very angry people online. I would not touch on the Palestine issue. I have my stance on it.
Yeah.
I don't really want to talk about it because it's going to take a long time, right? But I just want to talk about generally...
I have a Palestinian joke, though.
Oh, my God.
You wanna do this? This is the one that I told you, but it wasn't the full story. It wasn't the full joke. Jeez. So,
Okay, this trigger warning 16. Okay, for those people who don't want to listen, you can skip it.
Okay.
Right.
So, I have no allegiances, whether to Israel or Palestine.
Okay.
But I do feel that loss of life is loss of life, right? And we should stop... losing lives.
Yeah.
Okay. So this happened in my office.
Okay.
All right. I was eating McDonald's. Don't judge. I was feeling McDonald's.
You're a Malay and you're eating McDonald's. How dare you?
Yeah.
How dare you?
If someone had snapped that photo and sent it to like
you'd be smiling with a thumbs up.
So I was eating McDonald's nuggets specifically.
Right.
So I was eating and then a Malay colleague came down. He saw me and he was like, bro, tahu tak? Setiap naga itu ibarat sebutir peluru yang membunuh orang Palestin.
Oh,
so I was having a bad day. I wasn't feeling it. And I knew the perfect response to that. So I looked at him deadpan and everything. And I was like, why do you think I buy the 20-piece McNugget set? That's 20 bullets plus a grenade.
That's one magazine.
That's one magazine.
So what's the equivalent? Okay,
plus a grenade with the drinks and the fries.
If a nugget is a bullet.
Yeah, a burger is a shuriken. Cause you know how Israelis are actually ninjas, right?
Because you don't know where they came from, right?
Yeah. The desert, the mountains, who knows?
The Holocaust.
Yeah, the Holocaust.
Yeah. So okay, that's the most we will talk about the Palestinian issue.
That's it.
You are fighting the wrong war. Yes, but I do agree. It is okay. Now you can listen back again.
Okay.
We are at 17 minutes. See.
Yeah.
18 minutes. We talked about it only for 2 minutes. Okay. Ceasefire should be imminent.
Yes.
This war is a
and not war a suggestion.
No, it's not a suggestion. It should not be a suggestion.
Yeah.
This war is a war of profit. There's a lot of big players which are 100% at fault.
Uh-huh.
They are the evils, and you know who they are.
Yep.
Right. But you choose to your boycott lah.
Yep.
Right. And then this kind of expanded more into what I believe is a plateau of information for Malaysians.
Yeah.
What I mean by a plateau of information, that sounds very boring right now, right? Uh-huh. Is that now Malays have nothing to fight for.
Yeah.
Okay. The reason why is because the Palestinian war has been, this thing has been going on for 70, almost a century. Mm. Not only that, we are also looking at it like this whole attack has been going on for a month. There's only so much you can talk about.
Yeah.
Right?
Without just saying the same thing, correct, but with higher kill counts.
Correct. Right? You're just adding numbers every day and it's going to be a broken record.
Kill counts is such a strong word. Death toll.
Much better. Wait. That's the PC way of the lives lost.
Lives lost. Lives right, lost. Right, right.
Every day we increase our lives lost. Kill but count. If that kill count thing is
kill
your
fancy, you have to follow it with your KD ratio, la, right?
Yeah, correct. 15-10. Not bad. Not bad. Not bad. Not bad. Bad. Yeah. But I stuck in Euro hell. anyways, where I was going with this was that because it's gone into such a broken record,
yep.
Malays have started boycotting other things.
Yeah.
And I have a message to you guys before I get angry.
Yeah.
Stop it. Please stop it.
Just like that.
Stop it. Because at this point, whatever you guys are fighting, there's no point anymore. As soon as what I was trying to get to was that if you keep going on with this shit,
uh-huh.
people are going to look at you and go like, you're just going to boycott anything for fun. Yeah. And then your cause is lost.
Yeah.
Right? Leave the boycotting to things that are actually meaningful, like Palestine. Right?
Yeah.
Like that. Yeah. That's the real fight. Right? Don't go to Zeus Coffee and just attack the guy, attack the people, innocent people who are working for a fucking conglomerate, right? Saying like, oh, these guys are naming it after Zeus. And because they're naming it after Zeus, it's Greek gods and Ajaran Sesat. I'm like, Palautak was Ajaran Sesat. This was an old religion, bro.
Yeah, exactly.
Greeks were polytheistic.
Yep. So like, but I gotta hand it to the Brandcom team at Zeus lah. They in such a short amount of time, they managed to switch the narrative
twice.
Of their brand rationale.
Yeah, yeah.
You and know, like, it could be Zeus.
It could be Zeus. They could have just came out and said, "Yeah, it's Zeus."
Yeah, it's Zeus. Yeah. But no, it's not. It's this. Yeah. I'm like, wow, that guy deserves a raise.
So there was one that said that it was, Kadi. God of coffee or something like that.
Yeah, the god of coffee.
I don't know. It's something, a deity of coffee or something like that first, initially, right?
The god face. Of hot chocolate and marshmallows plus whipped cream.
That's Harold.
That's Harold.
He's wearing a sweater.
Yeah.
Oh, hello there.
or John, the god of builder's tea, you know?
Where you he's a hardworking man.
Yeah, hardworking man, likes to spend time at home with a mug of hot tea and a biscuit.
And now it's inspiration to all 40-year-old moms who have just sent their children to school. Just waiting for them to come home. And then after a second, the last one we've heard after they attacked it some more was what? It was Zeal and Us. So it's Zeus.
Zeal and Us.
Zeal and Us.
Yeah.
Zeus.
Do you know like US Pizza? Is also getting it. And then exactly. They came out with that. It's not US Pizza, it's Us Pizza.
No, that one, okay, that one, that one, right? That one, two sides stupid, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
That one really two sides stupid. One is the people angry about US Pizza. And two is the brand itself coming, no.
Yeah, it's Us Pizza. Just like, forget about the dots between
Forget about the US flag that we put on every fucking pizza.
Yeah.
We have no pizza. Relation to the United States at all. No.
Yeah.
It's not that the color of the pizza shop that we have
is red, white, and blue.
Yeah.
Oh my god. That guy deserves to be demoted, lah.
Yeah. We have two stories of the one is the most creative PR company. And two is people who graduated from Lim Kok Wing.
Does it matter that the name US Pizza, there's a dot between the U and the S? Matter that their colors are actually red, white, and blue?
Doesn't matter
that they have like the little American flags on the pizza toppers? Doesn't matter that like they have like American paraphernalia in their shops? No, it's Us Pizza, not US Pizza.
I find it full. I found that so extremely stupid. I cannot believe.
What other brands would you like that are clearly American that you would like rebrand them to just like protect yourselves from the mobs?
So there's a diner that sells American, proper American food, soul food, right? Yeah. American soul food. It's called Betty's Diner in
Amatsuria.
Right. Best American authentic food that I've tried so far, right? I don't know how do you want to change it?
Beti diner,
beti diner, beti diner. Masuk dalam,
Hello. Selamat pagi. Selamat datang ke Betty Dinner.
Apa ni?
I thought this was Betty's Diner. No, Betty Diner, no Betty Diner.
No.
Betty this, Dinner.
Tapi ni milkshake macam America punya. Tak. Milkshake kita guna susu Buffalo Fresh.
Saya peras sendiri daripada lembu kat ladang.
Kat UPM.
Kat UPM.
UPM ah. Ya,
UPM. Tak, ni bukan Farm Fresh, ni bukan apa, tak. Ni peras sendiri.
Cheeseburger, cheese ni semua dari UPM. Semua dari UPM. Tak ada.
Tak, ni bukan burger, cheeseburger macam orang US jual. Tak, ni orang panggil sandwich. Which is true. Some of the people in the US call burger sandwiches.
Tapi banding macam burger, hai. Tak ada benda yang macam burger kat sini.
Bang, tapi burger ni rupa macam burger yang orang US makan. Tak. Tengok, bun dia pun lain. Bun dia dekat US ada sesame seeds. Yeah. Kita kosong ke? Tapi itu untuk save cost. Bukan! Bukan! Kita bukan produk US. Ni lettuce and tomato saya. Bukan!
Ini sayur.
Itu ulam! Ulam. Bukan salad, bukan apa. Ni ulam.
Ulam. Yang merah tu nama tomato. Tapi BM pun tomato juga.
Itu kita lain nak spin lah. Nak tengok apa dah. Alamak. Yahudi. Produk Yahudi. Tomato. Tomato tu diberi nama sebab sama dengan apa, dewa orang Yahudi. Tomato. Dia macam yang apa Korea tu lah, Appam Man. Dia pun Tuhan Yahudi ke Appam Man tu.
Jepunlah bang. Itu je. Pasal Appam Man, that's Japanese man.
Fuck, no one can tell the difference. Betul-betul Yahudi.
Yeah, always when in doubt, blame the Jews.
Yeah.
Always blame the Jews.
They were apa, vegetable, tomat. Pasal orang macam like, oh tomat. But it just ends there. It's hanging.
Yeah.
Tomato.
So my message over here is just, the reason why I say stop it is just because it's getting stupid, man.
Yeah.
Like it's getting really dumb, right? You are bringing out the worst out of everyone. Like yourself, you're bringing out the worst out of your society.
Yeah.
You're bringing out the worst out of the company because they had to. They are forced to spin.
Yeah.
Right. And when you back them into the corner, they're gonna give you stupidest answers.
The dumbest shit ever comes out of these. Like image spin thingies.
That's and then I remembered there was a very interesting debate, right? And I don't know what was the end of the debate, but I just knew that it was never concluded solely because there was a guy that put out like, if you are going to boycott all the brands that are backed by Israel or backed by like basically Zionist brands, yeah, right? then you have to not support these brands as well. And the first few things were Facebook, Microsoft. Bro, Mark Zuckerberg is Jew, man.
Bro, Waze is from Tel Aviv.
Waze is from Tel Aviv, yeah.
If you go to the app store and you click on the information for the app, it clearly says it's from Tel Aviv.
Yeah,
so why
Israel.
Not boycott that?
Yeah. Facebook especially.
Because you know why they won't boycott that?
Why?
Because Malays need to find a way to get to their favorite whorehouse or massage parlor for B2B. So they can't boycott
it. One Puchong got a lot. Yeah. You just drive around, you close your eye, you see one. Yeah, close it, you see one.
Ampang Pandan Indah and Pandan Jaya also quite a lot.
Yeah. Play massage roulette lah.
Yeah.
Right? Play massage roulette. You drive over, then you just look at it and you see like it's legit or not. If it's not legit, then great, you get a good time.
Tapi Henry, kita pun Yahudi juga.
Hai?
Sebab kita main American football. I can feel my elbow mataroyo. Nagila haba, nagila haba.
Lachaim. Oh, mazel tov. So every time we get score a touchdown now, we just
mazel tov.
Bring a Torah around, wear the whatever the fuck you call that thing. And then before this, there was Grab as well.
Oh yeah, that's true.
There was Grab as well. That one was quite fucked up, that one.
Yeah.
That one was because he also was practicing Judaism, or like he was embracing Judaism at that one point.
Was that Was that Grab or
Grab,
Uber?
Grab. The founder of Grab. Okay. One of the big shots in Grab.
Okay, yeah.
Like they the wife or the girlfriend, whoever the fuck that was. Then it got leaked out.
Yeah.
And people were like fucking pissed. Yeah, like, these guys are like Judaism practitioners. They're Jews.
And their rates suck.
Their rates actually suck.
Yeah.
Like it's terrible. Yeah. Right, patut lah harga Yahudi juga. Betul lah tu. Memanglah betul lah tu. So yes, boycott Grab.
Yes.
Boycott Grab.
Please boycott Grab. So but where are the Malays gonna order their MacDs?
Foodpanda lah.
Oh yeah, Mac that's
delivery
true
lah. Oh no.
Tak boleh. Yeah, so there was that TikTok video. There was that TikTok video by jokes aside, like, dude, this has got to stop because a lot of innocent men and women who work at MacD's are getting really, really badly harassed.
Yes, I agree on that one. Solely because, look, the fight is not with them. Yeah. The fight is not with the corporations. The victims are the biggest victims of this whole thing are the people working within the company.
Lepas tu, if you harass Malays, right, you harass Malays and they don't want to work at MacD, and then you get foreign workers to work at MacD, and then you're going to come up with a complaint saying,
you're not giving jobs.
You're not giving jobs to Malays, which is so stupid, lah. So this goes on and on.
Yeah, most of the problems in Malaysia stem from a lot of complaints, and then after that, when you ask to do that job, you're like, "Tak nak."
Exactly.
Right. It's like working with garbage men.
Yeah. So or construction workers, right?
Or construction workers. So labor. Yeah.
Do you know how much like a construction worker
earns
basic? For though, let's say like they have like technical fields, right? Where it's like the forklifts, they get paid $5, you know.
No way.
That's basic. That's legit like the lowest you can get paid for
$5,000.
Damn. Yeah. So what happens?
Why the fuck am I stuck in this desk job, man? What the
exactly,
fuck?
Exactly. So you have to have the license and everything. So you have to go for the licensing and everything.
Yeah.
But the base pay, the lowest pay you can get for like one of those like crane operators. So yeah, is $5,000. Now why don't Malays Malaysians, I don't say Malays, Malaysians want to opt for that job because apparently it's beneath them. But why are like Australians and Kiwis and everything, they don't mind working those
jobs?
They're
happy with the white collar jobs.
Because the pay is good. Right? Yeah. Imagine like the bangla that you see walking down the street holding hands and shit like that, right? Like they get paid $5,000, but the amount of money that is sent back to
them. Why do you need to point out they're holding hands?
Because they always fucking do, dude. It's their culture.
I know they do, but why do you have to point it out like that? it just kind of hit me. I was like, we are
holding hands. They hold hands for everything, dude.
It's so that
crossing the street, walking.
It's so that they don't get stabbed. Like if they get hit by a car, they get hit together. Especially in Pasar Seni.
Yeah, that's true.
Because that's where they flock, right?
Or KLCC during Raya. You know?
Kota Raya also.
Kota Raya also. So go, fuck. Shit.
Yeah. Okay, yes, but going back to the point, you guys keep complaining, you know, like, oh, your foreign workers are taking out jobs, or like, these foreign workers are causing such a bad name to the country because you guys are bringing in foreign labor, we are losing money, we're giving money to other countries. But then when we ask you to do their job, you go, that job is beneath me.
Bro, you get paid $5,000. Where else would an entry level job pay you $5,000?
Yeah, but I have to hold hands with my colleague.
I have to hold hands with my colleague. With the guy next to me.
You know, being gay is a sin, right?
It's not gay if it doesn't turn you on, you know? So, like, it's like, you suck cock? Yeah, I suck cock. But it's so gay, bro. No, but it doesn't turn me on, though. Oh, okay, you, man.
It's like, nothing.
There's nothing. Like,
nothing.
Like, okay. I don't get satisfaction from it. And what you do, you get from it. Like, money, I guess. So, it's not gay if it doesn't give you satisfaction.
But are you a bottom because you can't get hard? Well, not really. I mean, like, I take in yes, yeah, sure. But it doesn't get me hard. I'm not gay.
And I don't find, like, enjoyment out of it.
No.
So I'm not gay.
Yeah, I'm not gay. I'm just doing it for the money, man.
But you do it regularly. Yeah. Sometimes like 3-4 times a day.
Yeah.
And that doesn't make you gay. No, I find no enjoyment. Right?
Well, I guess I can buy your argument.
Yeah. That makes sense.
That makes sense.
Following day, takes it up the ass.
Oh, I got hard.
No homo, bro. No homo. And then as soon as like it starts to feel good and it gets hard, oh no, I'm gay. Oh no, I'm gay.
I swear to God, heterosexual people are just weird, man. Cisgender people are fucking weirdos, man. You just, especially men, yeah. You know, you try to argue with yourself so many times. Just take it, man. You gay or not?
Yeah, just embrace it, bro.
Okay, anyways, back to the whole labor thing. Okay. Sorry.
Yeah. It's okay.
It's just the thought of having to hold hands, you know, like it's for doesn't work for me.
Yeah,
doesn't work for me. I can't hold hands
with another dude.
No.
Okay. No. You couldn't hold hands with one chi, right?
I can. She's not working with me. Okay.
With her hard hands.
Yeah. No.
And her safety boots.
That one I'm obliged to hold hands. You know, if she wears safety boots and
But that's a bedroom fantasy, lah. Yeah. You're the bunga.
No, Bangladesh people are nice. Yeah. They are nice people. They do good stuff for our community, even if they don't realize it.
Yeah.
Sure. Don't rape our women. Trigger warning. 35 minutes.
Yep. A lot of trigger warnings in this episode. Good to be back, though.
It's good to be back. Because the thing is, right, like, honestly speaking, like generally as a society right now for me, it's just very sad.
Yeah.
It's a very sad state of reality we live in right now because we're fighting a war that we're not involved in.
Yeah.
Right? It's great that we're supporting. I am glad that we are allies. I think it should be that way. But basically all this bloodshed has to stop.
Yes. Right?
All this bloodshed has to stop. Regardless whichever you support.
Mm.
And then we get people who are fighting for the other side.
Yep.
There are people in the community that fight for the other side because they don't see or they say like
Hamas started it first.
Yeah. They say that Hamas started it first. Like, it doesn't matter who started it first.
I would argue that Austria started it first.
Yeah.
Some dude from Austria started it
Some failed art major. Yeah, some failed art student.
Yeah, from Austria but like was fighting on the side of Germany started it first.
Yeah. And that's how you end the conversation about war.
Yeah.
Did you know that there was such a thing?
Oh, what?
It's called the Hitler theory. So let me just look it up, right?
Yeah, okay.
There is such a thing that ever since Tim Berners created the whole the World Wide Web.
Oh yeah, okay.
Right. There is this thing called the Hitler theory. The Hitler internet theory.
Okay. That's interesting. I would like to know more about it.
And
while you do that, I will take a bite of my Doritos.
Yes.
Doritos is an American brand.
So it's called Godwin's Law.
Okay.
Right. If I'm not wrong. Okay. Let me just read the definition of it.
Okay.
Okay. So that you can decipher it for me. Because right now there's a lot of words. I cannot.
Yeah.
You hungover probably can do better.
For sure.
Godwin's Law, short for Godwin's Law.
Okay.
Wait. Godwin's Law or rule of Nazi analogies
okay.
is an internet. How do you pronounce this?
Adage.
Internet adage asserting that as an online discussion grows longer, regardless of topic or scope, the probability of a comparison to Nazis or Adolf Hitler approaches.
Huh. How so?
So basically, as you continue on,
okay,
there will be an instance where you will mention
Hitler. In any conversation?
In any conversation on the internet.
Oh.
Yes.
Huh. Interesting. Challenge accepted.
So go in. If you want to start a conversation or if you can't start with it, it has to be an eventual thing.
But for me, as I stated before, I like to get things out of the way.
Yeah. So
right.
So my understanding of Godwin's Law is that it ends discussions.
Right.
Because Hitler is like the bar.
Right.
Like it's the worst, the most fucked up thing you can bring out. And then it just stops there.
So me being an introvert like wholeheartedly not a fan of conversations or empty conversations or meaningless conversations, I should just like start my conversations with just mentioning Hitler. So just meet someone. Hi, my name is Azik. So Hitler didn't really do a good job, huh? Right? Yeah. And then I'll like cut the conversation.
But sir, this is McDonald's.
So what would you like on your what was the name that you like on your cup, please? So anyway, Hitler, right?
He's just the guy, the Starbucks guy holding. He still spells it wrong, by the way.
You know, cheat lah. H-E-E-T-L-E-R.
H-I-L-T-E-R. Hilter, Hilter.
You know, there's a Malaysian producer or director whose name is actually Hitler.
No way.
Yeah, I don't know what the parents were thinking about though. But maybe probably because
was he Chinese?
No, he was Malay.
No, what the
yeah,
fuck?
Yeah, yeah. So imagine like
Muhammad Hitler bin
Ahmad Hitler or something. Yeah,
you're fucking with
no, no, no.
Haziq,
Google it, Google
Haziq,
it, Google
you're
it.
You're fucking with me, Haziq.
No, dude, no, dude. Haziq, like Google it,
Haziq. Ahmad Hitler.
Ahmad. Yeah, yeah.
It sounds like a meme.
Nah,
bro. It sounds like a meme.
Yeah, Malaysian producer or director Hitler.
It sounds like a meme, dude. No
See,
way.
See, like this. Oh! Is, what's his name? What's his name?
Ahmad Nazi. No way.
No, 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 there's another Hitler guy.
Hitler itu mungkin ada benarnya. What the fuck, Ashraf Awani?
Hey, where's my phone?
What?
Oh, here's my phone. Hang on, hang on, hang on.
No way.
Yeah.
That, okay, that, there's, not, there's nothing here so far. That,
let me Google.
Haziq, I don't believe you, man. Like, what the fuck?
M. Hitler's army. He has a Google page, dude. He has a Wikipedia page. His actual name is Muhammad Yop Hitler.
Muhammad Yop Hitler.
Yeah, Elias Latif Zami.
Oh shit.
So his name, name whenever like he produces and shit.
His name is M.
Hitler Zami.
Oh my god.
Legit, dude. Okay, let's. This is the Wikipedia for like
Must be a hard time for Starbucks employees, huh?
M. Hitler Zami, pengarah televisyen dan filem Malaysia. Muhammad Yop Hitler alias Latif Zami merupakan seorang pengarah, penulis dan pelakon Malaysia. Beliau ialah anak kepada pelakon veteran Zami Ismail dan abang kepada pelakon dan pelawak Opi Zami. Beliau dinamakan
sebagai... Wait, hold on. What's his brother's name?
Opi Zami. Yeah. And his sister, Gigi Wellplayed.
Bodoh lah aku! I can't believe I fell for it.
Beliau dinamakan sepenuh bekas diktator Jerman Adolf Hitler.
Oh my god.
Fucking legit, dude.
Oh my god.
It says it here. Like Wikipedia can't be lying, can it?
That's why his name is Latif, you know.
Yeah.
He's not Hitler.
Yeah. But his like full name is his actual first name is Muhammad Yop Hitler.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Elias Latif Zami. Like, look at his filmography.
Okay.
Like, there are some really good stuff. Kala Malam Bulan Mengambang, that was good. Dunia Baru the Movie, that was great. Janin, Gamatisma, Usuk Wilcha Mengonyang Maklum Museum was aight. Bravo 5, never seen it. Wangi,
Sounds familiar.
Yeah, yeah, you, like, it was big.
Yeah.
Bikin film. 18 Puasa di Kampung Pisang, bruh.
That was good, huh?
That was amazing.
So, maybe it's Hitler reincarnated. I mean, Hitler was an art major, right?
I think that his parents named him after Hitler because of the good that Hitler did towards the
ethnic cleansing.
Yeah, the ethnic cleansing.
Oh, that was great, huh?
No, I mean like not for me. Like for me, it's like no, that's a big no. But like in like because Muslims, like Malaysian Muslims, really hate the Israelis, right? The Jews. So apparently, like, they see Hitler's ethnic cleansing is something of a good thing.
Sorry, Latif, you are a martyr now.
Yeah.
You don't even know. You're not even dead yet.
Like, you honestly did not know about this.
No.
Yeah, yeah. So now you know. Now you know.
Fuck me.
Yeah.
So you're telling me in the film posters, it's directed by Hitler.
M. Hitler Zami. Bro, imagine having to get on a flight. Like, you know how like Malaysia sends like award nominations to Germany and shit?
Oh my god.
Like, imagine like trying to get on a flight to Germany.
The number one band list in GMI.
Yeah, M. Hitler Zami.
M. Hitler Zami.
Yeah. Elias Latif.
Latif, yeah.
Latif Zami.
Can you imagine the flight to Germany? Lufthansa Air? He's coming over like...
imagine having to like make an announcement on him.
Oh my god.
Like, how would it go, Henry? Like a flight announcement. How would it go?
In Germany?
Like if he were to get on a flight... on a Lufthansa flight, right?
Yeah.
And then like everyone was waiting for him to sit, and the terminal, the gate, had to make an announcement in the airport.
So KYA, dun, 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 dun. Paging for Mr. Betul. Serious ah? Jack mic off. Apa? Hitler. Okay. paging for Mr. M. Hitler Zami. M. Hitler Zami.
And immediately please, you see.
Please immediately proceed to gate F13. Gate F13, thank you. Dun, 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 dun. Serious, ah? Nama ni Hitler ni apa? Serious, ah? Then you hear the whole car in frenzy.
No, you can hear the Germans at Starbucks just spitting out their drinks.
My God! Did he say Hitler?
Mit Himmel!
What's his name again?
M. Hitler's Armin.
No. What do they call him? Mein Führer.
Oh, yeah. Mein Führer. Superior.
Mein Führer is back. No, I thought he was dead.
it's not even coming from the Germans. It's coming from the Americans, the new Nazi Americans. They're on a connecting.
Oh my God.
Yeah, on a connecting flight. And just,
why are they flying to Malaysia?
No, the connecting flight from wherever to wherever, and they had to connect at KLIA.
There'll be, I would find it very surprising if there was a neo-Nazi that was in Malaysia.
Hey, I'm not surprised. I am really not surprised.
So you're saying that there are neo-Nazis in Malaysia?
There are neo-Nazis everywhere, bro, because they read Mein Kampf.
Oh,
right. They
okay.
read Mein Kampf, and then they kind of like, oh, I can relate, you know.
this vibes with me.
Yeah, man. This vibes with me.
1940s Adolf Hitler was such a vibe, man.
But that was funny though. Like OP's army, and then his sister Gigi. Well played. Got you good though.
Yeah, I was like, serious, nama dia betul. I was taken aback from him. I was like, no way, her name is Gigi. What is she, some kind of streamer? GGWP Wednesdays.
I have
streaming on Kick.
I have a new call. There's a new intern that came in.
Right.
His name's Future.
Fuck off.
Yeah, and he has like a
No, Future in Malay.
Future. FUTURE.
Is he Chinese?
Yeah, he's Chinese.
Fucking idiot.
And he has.
Did he give himself the name?
I think so. He gave himself the name, because what self-respecting parent would give that kind of a stupid?
Parents.
Yeah. Okay. Fair enough. And he has this tattoo on his forearm
that says Future.
No, it's Kobe's Black Mamba logo, and then the date of his death.
Is he very tall?
No, he's short.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Fucking weirdo. His name is Future. He has a Black Mamba tattoo. Has the Mamba mentality, but he doesn't play basketball.
Is the Kobe basketball punya, three points.
Yes.
Yeah, and it has like Kobe's date of death on it.
That's oh my God.
So I guess he likes Kobe then.
Look, I've been shitting on Malays the whole time this episode, but I understand that I have to take the blame for this. Like my people.
Yeah, sucks, right?
It's fucking stupid, man. Like I had a so speaking of like this guy's name, his name is Future.
Future.
Right? Okay, sure. You do you, boo boo. Like
you
name yourself Future, whatever, you know. If you name yourself Mirai, it's still even better, man, because Mirai is Future in Japanese, and I accept that. No, we get copyright extracted. We might get muted.
Oh, yes.
30
oh,
seconds fair
shit.
Use.
30 yeah,
seconds
yeah,
fair
yeah.
use.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
30 seconds fair use. That's fine. We only have 5 seconds on that one.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Copyright infringement.
Copyright. We can only sing 30 seconds of it. No, this is a cover. Okay, anyways. I had a friend in National Service.
Right.
Obviously, we have no civilization inside
NS,
and we don't have internet.
Yeah.
So when I came home, we started adding each other on Facebook. Mm. Excuse me. I found out his name. He named himself Daniel.
Okay. All right.
Daniel.
Yeah. Right. It's simple. Nice.
Great name.
Yeah.
Daniel. It was spelled D E. N-I-A-L.
Denial. Daniel. What the fuck?
I'm like, hold on. Really, yeah? Yeah, it's Daniel. I'm like, okay. Sure, it's Daniel.
Denial.
Not denial, huh? What's that? Yeah, that to me was the start of a very long rabbit hole of stupid Chinese names that I've heard in my life. Like, stupidest Chinese names.
Then the African one, it was J K-M-N-O-P. What is that spell? No L. Legit, dude.
Spelled shithead. Pronounced shitheed.
Shitheed.
What? Okay, so now.
Spelled Z-U-S, pronounced Zeus.
Oh, no, that's Heal and Us.
Oh, shit.
I pity our friends who are working in Zeus. Let's not name them, but you know who we're talking about. La. Yeah. They make the, I mean, look, guys, Zeus coffee is great, man.
What was that? What was that Chinese drink you bought like a mix, though?
Ali Energy.
Ali Energy.
Alien Energy.
Alien Energy.
Tastes like ass, by the way. Tastes like fucking ass.
Alien Energy. I'll never buy it again.
I'll never buy it again. I thought I was supporting Jack Ma, man. You have to cut this off. The guy disappeared for he's still missing.
I think he's dead.
He probably died.
Yeah.
Probably died. And like Taobao is just going through the motions right now.
Damn.
Okay, but before we end the episode, I need to know whether you have any weird Chinese names that you have come upon in your life.
Yeah,
like
I do.
In your 35, 36 years of life.
Yeah, weirdest name.
Give them a tier list.
Okay.
Let's S tier first. No. Let's start with don't even mention it.
Okay.
By don't even mention it means like very boring names. S tier means like fucking weird names that you've heard and you're like, what the fuck? Why do they
even decide? I'll start with S tier.
Okay.
So, and this is the one that I posted on social media on my story.
Okay.
So this guy, he's a cat enthusiast. So he was one of the judges for the cat competition happening.
Where they rate pussies.
Yeah, where they rate pussies.
Okay.
His name was Morphine Ng. Morphine Ng. What the fuck, bro?
I'm a drug, bro.
Oh my god.
You feel no pain when you're with me, baby.
That's you feel nothing when you're with me.
Yeah, exactly. I don't feel anything. I need to wake up with you.
Morphine, imagine that, right? Like I know parents don't give their name. I mean, like apart from fucking like Hitler la. But like, you know what? After Hitler, I'm not even surprised. Yeah, your parents name you Morphine Future and shit like that.
Ah, right? Godwin's like, law. Godwin's law. See? Hitler came up.
Yeah, So then, okay. So when I was working at my previous company, I was handling the whole southern region.
Right.
And that includes like Iskandar Putri, Jaya and stuff like that. And
yeah, it's a failed project, by the way.
Yeah, kind of.
Where did all the Chinese people go there?
Hmm? Yeah, why all the Singaporeans there?
Okay, so anyways. Yeah,
I was working there, they have this hotel. I think it's the Somerset or some shit like that. And I had to deal with that because we were bringing in a lot of like people who had to stay there and everything. We had to find a place to house them, you know. And one of their main customer service representatives, her name was Strawberry Yam. Okay, I thought when I called
Yam is a surname, right?
Yam is the surname. Okay, I thought it was Yum. You know, like any normal Chinese, right?
Yeah.
Surname, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But no, when I met her, hi, I'm Strawberry Yam.
No fucking way.
Fuck off. No, I kid you not.
Oh my god.
And I have to imagine. I have to send emails to her.
Strawberry Yam.
Hi, Miss Strawberry. Or hi Miss Yam. And then I was talking to a boss.
Right.
And then I was talking to a boss, and the boss like, yeah, you got everything settled. Yeah. Oh, anything, just let Strawberry know lah. I'm like,
okay, that's fine.
So they have two types of people who work with her. Ones who call her Strawberry, and the other ones who find it fucking ridiculous and just call her Berry. But it's equally ridiculous.
Oh, because it's not ridiculous enough that her name is Strawberry. You call her Berry as
well.
That's nice. Yeah, that's great.
Can you contact Barry, please? Like that. Or like her boss was like,
that's
how
you know you're like endearment, you know? The endearing name, you know, Barry.
Barry.
If you love me enough, you call me Barry.
So fucking stupid. But that's like, that's the top two la.
Okay.
Top two. What's yours?
My S tier.
Yeah.
Dolphin.
Top fuck.
That's my classmate, by the way.
That fucking came out of left field, bro. I almost dropped the mic.
No. I had a classmate named Dolphin. No, she doesn't sound like that. She sounds quite high pitched.
Okay.
But she I have not managed to force her to show her true nature that she is actually a dolphin.
Parents named her or she named herself?
She named herself.
Oh, okay, fine.
Yeah. No smart Chinese parent would name their children dolphin. You know why? Because they don't speak English.
Okay?
No smart Chinese parent speaks English.
There was that one story that came out on social media where like the girl was called Vagina or something, right? No, legit.
Vagina.
So she pronounces it as Virginia. But it's spelled vagina. Vagina.
Okay. Chinese people, look, I don't think you will ever listen to my podcast because you don't understand English. Yeah. But if you ever do find a friend who can translate it for you, right? 讲什么,他讲什么, right? And then he translates it to you. Right? 他讲, right, okay. Just understand this one thing. Huh? Anglo-sized names are meant to be normal. And I know you want to outshine yourself by saying the anglicized name is a picture or reflection of yourself.
Yeah.
But just because you're bubbly and warm doesn't mean you can call yourself fucking dolphin, okay?
That's your S tier name, lah.
Huh?
That's your S
tier. That is S tier. I have another one.
Okay.
His name is Basil.
Okay.
Basil for me is S because Basil doesn't sound like a guy's name.
What? Oregano was taken, girl?
Yeah.
Paprika, you know, lot of other options.
Rosemary,
out there. Rosemary, what cardamom,
mint.
Mint.
I won't be surprised. There's actually a Chinese guy named Mint. I won't be.
Yeah.
Why? Because I love vaping mint.
I like it cold. In my throat.
Blue ice is my favorite flavor.
Mint.
Mojito Wong.
Mojito Wong.
Another one, S-tier is Denial.
Denial.
Pronounced Daniel.
Holy shit.
Here's my A-tier one that I found out recently. I thought you knew about it, but I forgot it was another group that that has a friend that we mutually know.
Uh-huh.
Izam has a friend named Tenniel.
Tenniel?
It's Daniel.
Daniel.
With a T.
Why would you do that to your name?
I don't know.
Tenniel.
My name is Tenniel. Is Danielle with my name is Tenniel. What? Is Danielle with a T? Why? Why? For what? What good in the world have you made with a name like Tenniel? Yeah, Tenniel. That's to me another not S tier but an A one. A because like you cannot be dolphin lah.
Tunggu dapat my cake lah. Right?
I'm gonna name my son Build Your Dreams.
Build Your Dreams.
Short form BYD. because apparently Chinese people cannot name car names, right?
Yeah.
Bro, there is another brand that brought in Aura Good Cat. His name is GWM.
Bro, okay. Confession.
Yeah.
I actually like the Aura Cat. But the price doesn't make sense.
No, the price doesn't make sense. Any EV in Malaysia doesn't make sense.
I was looking at Aura Cat as my next car.
Okay.
Right?
It's a nice car.
It's a nice car. But for 139K, bro,
get the
get the BYD Dolphin. Yeah. I saw it's quite cute. But for me to even spend 139K, might as well. The new X90 is 129K.
Yeah.
Now imagine if the X90 was 129K, then how much would the X50 cost? Obviously cheaper.
Obviously.
So instead of like reducing my carbon footprint, fuck it.
Fuck electric cars.
Yeah, I'm just gonna save money.
Why you don't wanna get electric cars? Save the environment because it's fucking expensive, like cheaper.
Fucking Aura Cat. It's cute. Fucking it's expensive. Super cute. Has that really retro interior.
It looks very nice inside.
Yes, very nice.
Like BYD also looks really nice interior, but it's a very small dashboard, which is very, 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 very unnerving for me.
What does GWM mean? Get well moon.
It must be something stupid. I just know it.
Get well, moon.
I.
Good night, moon. Good night, sun. Tring.
GWM. Great Wall Motor.
Ah, fuck me. I knew it was something stupid.
Did you know that there was a debate on whether BYD should shorten their name down from Build Your Dreams to just BYD?
Oh, I know that moving forward, their cars will not have the Build Your Dreams at the back.
Yes, they won't have it anymore.
It's fucking ugly.
Because, what the fuck, man? What's the car name? Build Your Dreams. Yeah, I am going to build my dreams, but like, I just want to know what the car name is. Build Your Dreams. No, I will. My dream starts with getting the car.
Competitor dia apa? Follow your dreams. Reach for the stars.
RFDS.
Yeah. Reach for the stars.
What kind of? Okay, so like, BYD.
Yeah.
Their cars in the future will be named after, how do I put it? Named after different type of sea animals.
Okay, dolphins.
Dolphin. The next one coming to Malaysia is seal.
Okay.
It's a sedan, right? I've seen it. It's quite nice. And there's another one.
So nothing. It doesn't have to stick to it. Like they're going for aquatic mammals. Like.
Yeah. Okay, aquatic. Okay. Yeah, aquatic. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. Yes, the word is aquatic. Yeah.
Platypus.
You know what? I would not be surprised.
Whale.
There is another car. Please help me fact check, listeners. But I swear to God, on Xiao Hong Su, there is another car.
Okay.
Sports car. Okay. It's called the Seagull. I'm not fucking with you.
Now they're going avian, huh?
Yeah. Okay. So I'm like, okay. Like, look, your cars are great. Yeah. Like budget-wise, perfect.
God damn.
Name, I would not buy it because of the name.
God damn.
Like, what do you drive? A dolphin? No, how dare you? Yeah. No. A dolphin.
Ni lagi bagus. Okay lah. Build your dreams lah. Follow the stars lah. Benda semua kan. Itu, I okay lah. Fuck it, you know. Fuck it. The one I cannot brain, right, is the local Malaysian motorcycle brand, Safiya Menunggang. SYM.
Yes.
That's a brand, yes. Safiya Menunggang.
Yeah, that was like way back when 2010, 2011, yeah. when Safi Sadi was like fucking famous.
Safiya Menunggang.
Safiya Menunggang.
So bini dia pun SYM
lah,
eh?
Safiya Menunggang lah. Betul lah.
Ya, saya Safi yang menunggang. Uh-huh. Tapi selalunya Safi yang ditunggang.
Oi.
Oi.
Yeah. But you hold hands in the office though. I think we should end the episode over here with weird Chinese names. And also, we don't hate on the Banglas, by the way.
Yeah.
You guys are doing a noble job. We don't do it.
Yeah.
Someone's gonna do the dirty jobs. Anyways, follow us on our socials.
Yep.
Send us your suggestions.
Yep.
You have been. Which is
Thank you so much.
Yeah, I'm really thankful about that. We have a few questions actually from our Google Docs.
Yep.
So we will answer that next week when we come back.
Ask more.
Yes, ask more.
We are going back to our usually normal programming.
Yes. We will probably get some old friends back. We've not had some time.
Yeah.
We've not had time over the last few months, but I think we can now.
I think hopefully we'll be getting more and more guests because we'll just be pulling randos into the car.
Yeah, for sure. Not consensual at all. We don't want it to be consensual because that's not the point.
Yeah.
We'll just sit them down like, hey, wanna get on the podcast?
Yeah.
What's that? What's your name? Hitler.
wanna get on our podcast? Oh, what's that? Oh, it's what we call our dicks.
Microphone. Suck it. Thank you guys so much for listening.
Thanks.
And we'll see you guys, I guess, next week.
Right.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
Bye, Hitler. Hi, welcome to the Don't Know That podcast. If you are listening to this, don't forget to like and subscribe to us on a YouTube channel that we have not created yet. When you find this voice note with this soothing voice in the sound of rain, which has not come and arrived yet because Mother Nature is being a bitch, you can sit down and listen to us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts. You can also listen to us on your favorite podcasting platforms, whether it be Breaker, whether it be Overcast, whether it be Radio Public. If you want to drop us suggestions, we are a fully interactive show, though we don't interact with you face to face. We would like you to send us your weirdly specific questions, your weird opinions, your weird suggestions to us at our social media platforms at Don't Know That Podcast on both Facebook and Instagram. Our Facebook page is dying because nobody uses Facebook anymore except for old people, and we're trying to reach out to the younger audience. Because of that, you can give us a like on Facebook as pity. And if you do like us on Instagram, you can like us, like our videos, like the highlights that comes out every day. Or not every day, but
2 to 3 days, depending on how lazy Henry is on that week. Just have fun. We've also put in a link tree where you can find our forms made from Google Forms. Thank you, Google. You can also find us there. You can put in anything. You can ask us anything. You can tell us anything. You can give us an opinion about anything. Just put it there, because we desperately need people to keep our show alive. We're dying here. We're trying to make money. Why are you not giving us money? Please, for the love of God, just give me money. We need money to survive. We don't want to work our day jobs anymore. Hazik has a cat to feed. His name is also Henry.